Is, I believe, the middle of Yud Beis. So it says like this. It says Yovo Tov V'Yikabel Tov Mitov L'Tovim. So it says Moshe Rabbeinu is the Tov who gets Torah, which is Tov, from the Tovim, and so on. Yovo Tov Z'Moshe D'Chsiv V'Tero Seki Tov V'Yikabel Tov Z'Torah D'Chsiv Kilekach Non Satel Lechem Tosal Zoivu Mitov Z'Akadosh Baruch Hu D'Chsiv Tov Hashem Lakoil L'Tov Mel Yisrael D'Chsiv Etiv Hashem L'Tovim Yovo Z'Vi V'Yikabel Zois Mizois La'am Zu. And then again, playing on the words ze zu ze, yovoi ze ze moishe, chsiv ki ze moishe ish, vi kabel ze isu teira, shnem ra ze isa teira, mi ze za kadosh baruch hu, chsiv ze kelev anveu, la am ze yisrael, shnem am ze kunisa adkan. So the Gemara has two different descriptions of what the essence of teira is. One is toiv, one is zu. And whichever one is the essence, obviously all the players relate to that. So, Vini, Bolivar steht vor dem Dolem. Ha'echad ha'shamanu b'perk shal t'nei zeh. Ke ha'teure miyuchedes mikol ha'nivroim, she'kol ha'nivroim yesh b'hem b'china she'misyachsim ala chomri, ba'teure mitzad she'gzeyos ha'shem yizbarach einu sichas ala chomri, rak ha'gzeyos ha'shem yizbarach. Ve'umitzad hazeh ein bo b'china chomri is klal, u'kumar she'yizboyer. So, the first thing is, Torah in its abstract is true because it's true mitzad atzmo. It's not true because it's functional in this world. So for instance, if I tell you I have an appropriate way for you to live, let's take an example. Let's say like Eastern religions, where the concept of the good is a way of life that will make you happy, settled, tranquil, and wonderful. So that word good, that concept good, has meaning only within this world. So let's take a look at Torah, not the way the world would learn it. So we would say like this, there's a world, a physical world with lots of different elements. What is the best way to make use of it? What's the best way for it to work its way through? Torah is the way. Now, if that's the case, then it's something which is very, very, it means Torah is the best way to do the world, but it's meaningless without the concept world. It's just like if I were to tell you the best way to grow roses needs roses. In order for that statement and all to be meaningful, the best way to take care of your body is a theory, but it deals with the body. So Torah itself is Tov in a pure sense, and therefore, and he's going to explain it soon. Vasheni, b'meshat Torah shlomus v'tzura la'odom shuneshav tzur la'olam. And then Torah has a madrega that it also brings out the best of the world, and it is the right tzura of the world. So he's now going to explain the two milas, the mile of Torah in the fact that it is above and beyond Chomer, and the mile of Torah that it stamps itself onto the Chomer, and it does the best. If I can give an interesting analogy to it, I don't know if you're familiar. There's something called in math the golden mean or the golden proportion. It's a proportion in a rectangle between the two sides, so that the diagonal is equal to the square root of 2, I believe. So you have a rectangle where you have a proportion between the two sides that mathematically has a lot of fascinating properties to it. And that's a pure mathematical phenomena. It also happens to be the rectangle that is the most pleasing to the eye. And I think, if I'm not mistaken, Greek temples incorporated it. It's a certain triangle. It's a certain rectangle that the proportion seems to be just right to the eye. So here we have a rectangle that has a certain validity in the world of math, with a lot of fascinating properties, and has nothing to do with the Metzius. It's as a rectangle on a piece of paper with in a geometry class. And in the practical world, it somehow is the pleasing one, and so on. So he says, the second Indian is that Torah is the shlemus and serve of the person. So now he's going to explain these two milas. So tov is something that has no shaykhus to chomer. Because chomer is missing. It's not tov. So if we ask ourselves, generally speaking, Torah is called Tov. What exactly is the Tov being Messiah? When I'm trying to look at the word Tov and give a sort of a thumbnail definition, Tov will mean it's something that is not shaykh to the world of Gashmi. So he says, L'kach Oma Ki lo ho yemuchan l'kabla Torah sichlis So the only person that could handle Torah in that sense needed to be somebody nivdol. It means that in order for me to be a purveyor of it, so let's take a very physical mashal. If I say I need a tool to manipulate something, so the tool must be able to interact with that thing. So if it's let's say a color, I need a lens for it. Tweezer is not going to help me for a color. If it's an item, I'm going to need a tweezer, not a lens. If Torah is toiv, the person that can be the vehicle for it needs to be of Toiv himself, because it's only when you were of a common matter that you can have a kesha. Now, I want to add a point here. I mean, at the end of the day, Moshe was still a person, but it says Moshe is called Ish Elokim. So Chazal say Michetzav Lamaila Elokim, Michetzav Mata Ish. So even though there was a part of Moshe that was Bechozay's physical, but the chelik that was primarily used for Torah, the head, the top, that was not physical. Moshe was, as far as we can, in human terms, he was parish from Chaima, and that's how we understand it. V'yikabel toiv, ukva izbaya ka toir bifrat yoyse mikol, ein lesyach salachomri, v'amashik zeh Hashem esbaruch bolvad. So Torah is Gzeres Hashem, and this is, and I guess this is what he means when it's Gzeres Hashem, and that's why it's Tov, and not Mesech Sel Chomri. This is going to be an explanation for it. When we look at Torah vis-a-vis the world, and we do see that it has a positive benefit. But our understanding has to be, it's not because it has a positive benefit on the world is it called toiv, but rather because it's toiv be'etzem, that's why it has a positive benefit on the world. since it's coming from a certain shayrish, and we mashpi on the world, and this like that. So b'meila it's aspa on the world. So Torah is called toiv. V'kolam soim it's aatzin seif nachaim. Olafika tika Torah lekach toiv. Mi toiv akadosh baruch hu shu kadosh v'nivdol menachaim b'li tachlis. Kashem aktishon esim malacha asharos kadosh kadosh kadosh. Toivim eli Yisrael, shem k'toishim nivdolim mipchitzus achayim eshishlum asoylem. V'edav hazeh yisboi gamkem memekoyim es harbe ad sheyedua ma'oid. Ki madregas Yisrael sheinlam pchitzus achayim eko eshishlum asoylem v'ikin akoyim toiv, shekol ashenim v'chisoyim hu toiv sharao v'choyim. So we're saying, on the shoristical level, everything about Torah is totally not shayach to the world of choyim. Torah is toiv because it's not shayach to the world of choyim. It's given to Moshe Rabbeinu, who's Toiv, and so on. Valamadrega, Shneshesh Toiv, but the second Madrega, Kitoira, Mitzurah Sametzias, it also is that which becomes the Tzurah for Mitzias. Amay Yavoy Ze, Pirish Lassan Ze Nemala Tzurah, Katsuru Akaras Adova, Achemal Adova Kizehu, Vezeh Shama Yavoy Zehu Moshe, Kikvar Amarnu Benispai Mokamacha, Ki Moshe nikra zeh b'shvil shayitzuris Yisrael, u'amashlem es Yisrael. L'kachom gizeh Moshe ish klaim ki Moshe u'kimoy tzura l'Yisrael. So the word zeh is very interesting. And the word zeh is, it's a definite article, it means this. And it has in itself a very fascinating, I guess, double meaning. I have things laying, I have rocks laying on my table. They're rocks. Now, when I say a story, when I say there is a rock here that I found on a beach somewhere, there is a rock here that has in itself the following composition. There's a rock here that has magical powers. And then I say, this is the rock. So in my saying this is the rock, in my giving it a tzura, so I'm doing two things. I'm associating an abstract idea, found it, has minerals, some sort of idea, and I'm saying this is the one. So the chibur of an idea to something specific is there. So he says, the word zeh over there really stands out. It doesn't mean anything. I mean, this is Moshe the person. Well, Moshe ain't here. So they said, well, Moshe deserved the Bria. Now, you find in a few places, it says, I said, Lavo, Tzadikim will point HaKadosh Baruch Hu and say, Zeh Elokeinu Kivinu Loi, Hu Yesheinu. This is the God. Or we say v'zeis ha'teira, because basically whenever you're able to pin something down to the object that shayach to, the idea, the concept, the description to object, you now have a matziv of zeh. U'bishvul tam zeh nikrusol amzu, shegamim tzura l'kol ha'olam, k'yisrol mashlim ha'kov loisin tzura l'kol ha'olam, u'belo yisrol ein olam nechshav klal, k'rabi'anu zeh gam k'bimokam acher. So Klai Yisrael also has a function of being the tzur to the world, and it associates it, impresses itself on the world. V'tira shakeinu, k'yesh Yisrael madregas ha-tzur shagramana k'yisrael nikroim Adam b'frat v'sha amru, atin kroim Adam, v'emik chish ha-tur nikroim Adam. V'ha Adam hu tzur v'ashlam al-kaloylo. So you have Adam as the tzur, Klai Yisrael as the tzur v'ashlam al-Adam, who's the tzur v'ashlam to the world. So the zeh, pointing to the world, is this Tzur Nashlam. V'lachein, Timtza Haskula Shal Tzur Ba'adam. Ukemoy can be Israel. Ki kol dvar matzura bo b'chayne b'chayim akad. So Adam and Kaisel are the tzura onto the world. So the world. So just like every time you have a chaymer and a tzura. So the simplest example, the grossest example is when you have clay or some sort of material, stone, and you impress some image on it. So that image becomes its tzura. The world is the basis, and Klal Yisrael is, so to speak, the tachlis. It's what the world is meant to convey. So Klal Yisrael acts as a tzura to the world. So you have, this is the Tzuras Adam, this is the Bechinas Adam, that Adam has in himself a stamp of Elikus. You find it, Lamashal, Chazal speak about the Ha'aras Panim of Adam. It's as if the face and the physicality of the person is a platform for some other thing, which is this Tzur Ruchnias. There are a lot of places. Let's take another a place where this is also very evident. It says Rosa Shifcha Yam Mashal Roy Chasid Mabuzi, that Shifcha saw things Yechasid didn't see, and it says that that's what they said Ze Keli Van Veyu. They pointed. It says like with an etzman. They said Ze Keli Van Veyu. In other words, a Shifcha is somebody that's Kuloi Chaimer. It's the furthest removed from Tzuras Adam in many ways, Amadoim El Chamor, and yet when they themselves can also deher HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the way he associates with Tzuras Adam when things are right. So the association of the two is the Mail of Adam and the Mail of Yisrael and the Sprinas Zeh. V'lachein Kimtsa skula shal tzura ba adam kogim Yisrael ki chol advar matzura ba b'chayna b'chayma koydim. In everything, in any time you have a division or a possible division between chayma and tzura, we can identify the chayma and the tzura always came last. I mean, a best example would be Shabbos. A Shabbos comes last. Ki atzura mashim roshia b'chayna. And it's very simple why also. Logic is very simple. For instance, let's say I made a statue. So the tzura cannot precede the stone. It's the stone came first, and in the stone I chiseled out a certain image. That's what it has to be, because it doesn't. It makes no sense for it to be the opposite. V'chein tim zav Yisrael shekol umas nivru koydem kishivim umas hayu b'dor aflaga k'may mechazal v'af amon umov v'edoim tim tso ki hori la'am koydem shal Yisrael k'ashar tzim tzayim v'hori la'am ko yosher amon umov adem ba'atzam shemizet tira ki hori la'umas v'insasha ba'atzam koydem Yisrael k'esha Yisrael mishpat atzuri sh'yitzis b'achroina v'hine Yisrael ruim shikor amzu sh'yitzuris ashlam alayla. Now this is a yesoid that Chazal referred to in a different language, but they call it Soif Maise Machshava Tchila. That those items that came into the physical world second were what he intended first. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu has an idea. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has certain goals, values, whatever. When they come into the world after a process, they will always be the end of the process. So you have sort of a platform on which to put it, and then you have what you're putting on. But Torah gamkin ruah shetikara zoyis ki tzur li Yisrael, k'ma shesbaya eich ha-Torah k'ma tzur l'adam. ולכך רואה שתקרא תורה זייס בפרט, והשם יסבוך על הכל שהוא צור הכהנה על הכל, משם הכל. לפי כך נקרא זה, והדבר מאלו מבוארם וידועים. So, this is all the b'china b'kash baruch of zeh, and it comes and is mislabish afterwards on it. This is also the pshat why Adam is the last in the Bria. Everything came before Adam, because Adam is a tzur to the Bria, and Adam is last. Klal Yisrael is the last to emerge from Tzuras Adam. Always the relationship is the chaymer comes first, and the tzur is chal on it. Just like when the canvas and the brush came first, and then you paint on it. The slab of stone is brought first, and then you chisel it, and so on. Harei lecha dvarein ha-shamana peka koidem u-peka zeh, ashot cham levay ke-esik b'toiru tachas adam, v'azeh oma v'igisu v'yom v'layla, u-bi inya zeh. Achash ha-toiru tzuras kol metzius, rosh ye-omul b'toiru yom v'layla, v'yom v'layla him kol metzius. So really he says, in the fact that Torah is the Shleimus HaKoil, so finding time to bring out something else is really impossible. So basically he says that this is it's going back to his Yisoid about the Torah and the physical Bria, and this is what he says, that their understanding of what's perfection is off mark. I want to go back to that, something he says. So, in a certain sense, what he's saying is the das that makes a person unique is not the das of knowing what is there. So a biologist or a chemist or physicist uses a tremendous amount of seichel to make something, to manufacture something, whatever it is. We're not taking that away, but that doesn't count as the chokhmah that attaches off to the person. This is chokhmah that's dealing with the bria, really. It's not coming to it's not being mislabish on the person. Masha'in kein, when the person has chokhmah satayra. Chokhmah HaTorah is something that is it sits on top of the Tzuras Adam. It and only it finds the Tzuras Adam as appropriate for it, and that's why this is the chelak of seichel, the hashlama of Adam is realized on the ruchnistic level, on the sikhist level, from this, from Torah. Now he says also, that's the reason why he throws in a line as follows: Ki me'achash haTorah shlomas hakoil yitein leTorah hakoil hu kol zman sheyom v'layla. So he says it's also some sort of understanding of what does it mean that the chiyuv of Torah is yom v'layla, v'gizva yom v'layla, which sort of implies that it has no natural gvulis, and what's the reason for it? So he says, if Torah is makiv the entire person and mashlim the entire person, then one doesn't expect that there should be time devoid of it. It's every part of the person, so different times, different halakim ateveya there's, but in the big picture, all of the Torah relates to an entire the person, and that's why v'gizvei v'layla, because it's there's no way to separate out and say, well, this is not or this is not. The he says So the fact that they try to find it, that you know that it's all about muskolis. That's all it is. He says that that's wrong. Like he said before, Okay, so basically his point is that Torah comes in two facets. It comes in a shlemus of the something beyond the worlds, and its shlemus is mitachatzmoy, and something where its shlemus is vis-a-vis tachtoinim. And one is called Toiv, one is called Zeh. The Toiv is pure abstract good, and in as such doesn't stelzu to anything. The Zeh is good when it focuses on something, when it sort of is able to describe something, and those are the two miles that we have in Torah. I would suggest stopping here, just late kind of, it's a late Matz Shabbos. So it's a Shem in 2 weeks. Okay, great. So, very good, Gimel. Okay, take care. Good fach.